Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I tell you what, God is a good God. Today is absolutely beautiful outside. Real quick note, I want to mention this to you. Sweden had their elections this past weekend, in fact, yesterday, and they still don't have a majority, though the extreme right party who wants to stop the amount of immigrants that Sweden are taking into their country, which is in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions at this point, has basically gained a bunch of seats. And they are now saying that they may take control of Sweden. Now, the article says a little bit different. Now, the reason I'm covering this is nobody else has covered this. No other alternative talk show, no other news aggregators covered any of this, not even Drudge. Let me read it to you. This is from The Independent. Sweden Democrats, party with roots in the neo-Nazi movement, could emerge as the country's largest group of voters. Both center-left and center-right block short of majority, survey shows, and the extreme right may take over Sweden and stop the election or this amount of immigration that's coming into the country. Now, I'm saying this, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek here as far as it's happening, but here's what's funny to me, Austin. Every single time these guys have a group of people that say that we need to be nationalistic and not allow people to come into our country and destroy us, every single time, without an exception, the left labels them as either Nazis or neo-Nazis. And they did it again. Sweden Democrats, leading story, party with roots in neo-Nazi movement, could emerge as the country's largest. And they give no proof whatsoever. This is a neo-Nazi party. All they're doing is saying that to try to scare the people that were in Sweden, that were under occupation from Germany during World War II with the Nazi movement in Germany, that these got to be a bunch of Nazis. And that's the same thing I said to the people up in when I was up in D.C. When I said, where are the Nazis? Are they in wheelchairs? Every single time, guys, this happens, that when we have groups of people stand up to the liberal, socialist, communist indoctrination media, every single time they're labeled as neo-Nazis. Austin, what do you think?
It's consistent across the board. You're absolutely right. Because the term Nazi has a very distinct thought.
That's right.
Because what's happened is they've used that term post-World War II for the last, almost 80 years now to basically label anything that they don't agree with to be used and called Nazi, which is a very strong term. If you call somebody that term, I mean, you really think about the roots and a lot of the fascist party and everything that they were involved in, especially some of the satanic stuff, if you really do some research in it. That's a pretty strong statement to call somebody, but what we've noticed now is when they are losing, they pull all the stops, and this is exactly what they do every time. They do it here in the United States, they do it over in Europe, they do it obviously in Sweden. The media has found very specific keywords that get a lot of hits, that gets a lot of likes, that get a lot of views, and they know all this, especially from social media and algorithms now. They've seen this, they watch what people talk about, they watch what's trending. And they've seen now for years, especially since social media has gotten so big over the last 15 to 20 years, is that the term Nazi has a very negative connotation
to it.
So what they have found now is that if anybody says, well, we don't want illegal MS-13 gang members bringing in drugs and machine guns into the United States so they can kill other individuals and start bigger gangs, everybody goes, well, you're a Nazi. Well, how am I a Nazi? That's not even factual.
Right.
First off, I'm a Floridian.
Right.
I was born and raised in Florida. I have absolutely zero to do with the Nazi or even newer neo-Nazi party. I don't even know any neo-Nazis. I have nothing to do with any of that nor affiliated with it whatsoever. So not only are you making a unfactual statement and an incorrect statement, you're also being quite disrespectful to me. Because, I mean, we don't run around and start calling people these really bizarre names that have a very negative connotation to them simply because we don't agree with what they say. And that is what these guys have done now. So when you see them do this kind of stuff, it's usually a very clear indication that they, A, are scared, B, they are losing grip on their control, and C, they're going to do anything and everything possible to try to retake that group in Sweden now, or in any country for that matter, but Sweden, we see it more specifically. And what's so crazy about it is this doesn't have anything to do with any ideology from the Nazi Party. You have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of migrants from the Middle East that have migrated into Sweden now, completely unvetted, completely unchecked, completely out of control and total chaos. You have them doing full-blown fire burns on vehicles now, hundreds of vehicles at a time. You have shootings, stabbings, and grenading and acid attacks literally off the charts in record numbers. You have Sweden, which is turning almost, if I'm not mistaken, it's like one or two in the rape capital of the world. I think there's one other country in Africa that has significantly beat it 1 year in a row, but for the most part, for a very strong Norwegian country that has pretty good rules and laws and way of life, they pretty much have the highest rape culture in the entire world. So you have to look at those things and ask, what are we doing and is it working? Us allowing individuals to come into this country that don't want to be here, that don't want to continually change and adapt to our culture, that simply want to change and bring us back to the Stone Age, is that working for us, and do we need to keep it doing what we're doing now? And the answer is resounding no. It's not working. It's not getting better. It's getting significantly worse. And these individuals that actually have some brains that are in the government over there are saying, this doesn't work. We have to change this. And the general population is supporting it strongly. But again, when you have the media that's bought and paid for and pushing the globalist agenda, they will always do what is in the best interest of the globalist agenda and whatever they are being told to do, and that is exactly what we see doing here now. Nothing with preventing individuals coming from the Middle East into your country by the millions and saying we don't want to do this anymore when we've had negative consequences. There is nothing that's neo-Nazi or Nazi ideology behind that whatsoever. That's simply common sense.
That's right. Well, again, see that when I listen, I'm going to tell you the story again. I've told it to you before, and I'll give you in more detail. One morning we were at the Round Holiday Inn in Tallahassee. It was after a game with Florida State 3 or 4 years ago, and there was a person who was, there were two guys, I'm pretty sure they were gay, and they were sitting, and that doesn't mean anything, I don't care, but they weren't being like overt, but you tell they're acting a little weird, and they weren't with any girlfriends or wives or anything else, and they were there together traveling around the United States. They were in their mid-40s, and they were wanting to see college football games, so they had gone to Florida State the night before to watch a college football game, because Florida State was ranked as one of the highest ones, and they were from Sweden, and I started asking them questions about the immigration and about the rape problems and the problem with the multiculturalism in their country, and they both were in complete and total denial. They wouldn't admit any of it, none of it. And finally, I said to him, I said, well, what are you guys going to do? Well, it's not a, and basically what they said, it's not a problem, you know, with what's going on in Sweden as far as the immigrants. It's a problem, you know, with, you know, toxic masculinity, which you kind of gives you an idea of what they are. And I said, what does that mean? They said, well, you know, the guys are just basically doing stuff. And then sure enough, I heard another person say the same thing on an interview on TV the other night. They were interviewing her as far as what was going on in Sweden. They said, oh, no, it has nothing to do with migrants. This is about the toxic masculinity that's all over the world right now. Now, the reason I say that is that, you know, people are having to go into therapy sessions now to avoid toxic masculinity. And there was an article that was just written. Let me try and pull it up for you. I wasn't going to even talk about this today because I was laughing about it today, Austin, because I was reading it. Your mom says, what in the world are you laughing about? And I said, you're not even going to believe this. And it was basically, hang on a second. I wasn't even planning on reading it. But basically what they were talking here's the article titled, Now Toxic Masculinity is bad for your sex life, at least according to feminists. Now, I can't read you this article. It's from the PJ Media. This just in, toxic masculinity hurts our sex lives. Whose sex lives? Well, we're not sure, but somewhere on earth there are at least two people whose sex lives are being hurt by toxic masculinity, according to this investigation. I mean, this is unbelievable. And you read this, then it starts talking about how a husband shouldn't take, if he's married to somebody, he shouldn't be attracted to his wife to the point where he pats her on the bottom, or he grabs her by the bottom, or he gives her a hug. That's all toxic masculinity. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? I mean, if your wife and you're married and she's still rings your bell and you think she's still beautiful and you pat her on the bottom, that's toxic masculinity? Where in the world do you draw the line on this mess? And see, this is what they're trying to do, Austin. They're trying to make everybody gender neutral. And this is all coming from the hardcore lesbians. Another example. In New York City now, they're opening up another Playboy Club. Now, this is against everything that we've been taught from the media as far as, you know, the Me Too movement kind of thing, right? Because now they're, because Playboy's always objectified women. Now, I'm not saying Playboy's wrong or Playboy's right. I'm not saying anything about that, because I think Hugh Hefner was kind of steeped in hell, and he basically was one of the primary causes that corrupted the United States of America with his magazine back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And it just, but I'm going to stop there on that. I'm not going to get any further than that, because it'll take a whole show to discuss that. But also what he did, if you remember, with the CIA, when they released these things and this pornography into the country back in the 60s and the 70s, because a lot of this stuff was through MK Ultra, they also released feminism at the same time. They released open sex, you know, love your neighbor and all the kind of weird stuff they twisted with that, and all of the things that they did as far as promoting lesbianism and women's rights and women's rights movement, and how much women were man-haters. So they took a group of people who objectified women with Playboy, they took another group of women who were radical lesbians, and made them go against the Playboy group. And why did they do that? It's to create the energy between the two groups. It's basically to play one side against the other side. That's why they do it. So now they're doing the same thing. Here we have this Me Too movement all over the world about these guys that are basically using women and objectifying them, which they shouldn't do, especially if they're in a work situation. It's nuts. I'm not talking about being married and thinking your wife's hot. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about basically guys who are forcing women to have sex with them, or women also who are forcing guys to have sex with them to be basically elevated higher in a position of, you know, of employment. It's ridiculous that that actually goes on, but that's been going on for thousands of years. It's not going to change. We're not going to change that. But now they're putting the paradigm back together again. They're creating that toxic group of the men in New York City, which they're going to have a hard time with that in New York City anyhow, unless they open a gay Playboy club. That's about all you're going to get in New York. And then you've got the extremists on the other side. But it gives us something to talk about in the press and something to make the drudge news headlines. Now also, here in Germany, this just started right now. I just pulled this up a minute ago, and it's from Yahoo, and it says that Italy will start deporting some of the, some 500,000 illegal Muslim refugees that aren't just content to stop them from coming into the country. They want to deport them now because they're realizing that this isn't helping anybody, and nobody's being blessed by this. Nobody's being helped by this. Now, this is something that we need to talk about for just a second, because guys, it's bad enough that we brought these people into these countries, millions now, into Europe. But now they've got to get these guys back out, Austin. And these guys are going to dig in deeper than a tick on a hound dog. They're not going to be found. They're just going to disappear. And guys, this is what's going on all over. They're going to find the same problem in Sweden. They're going to find all of this stuff, that they're not going to be allowing the people in their countries to extricate these other people because of political correctness. Because remember, these people are brought there for a reason. And the reason they're being brought there is to make sure that they can reproduce. Now, I'm just going to be real blunt about that, because if they have their 8 or 10 children, or convert a bunch of the Christian women to marry them into Muslim, become Muslims, then what's going to happen is it'll take 15, 20, 30 years, and Italy and Germany will be completely and totally controlled via the Muslim religion, the Muslim faith. So this is what the goal is. So they're not allowing us to deport these people because they don't want to deport these people. Plus, you've got to look at what's happening here also. Right now, Mo Brooks, he basically says that there's likely 15 million illegal aliens in the U.S., giving the Democratic states an additional 20 congressional seats. This is what the goal was the whole time, Austin, was to change and to skew the elections to bring communism and this collectivism into the United States. So a lot of topics there to talk about all at once, but I just wanted to share a few of those things with you. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly what it comes down to, and that's what we've talked about so many times, and this is why they're pushing so hard now for this 2018 election. It's a very crucial point for them, because they lost the whole leftist, socialist, just full communist agenda, we'll call it that, really lost their butts in 2016, because they were already geared up. They were already had everything in motion to get Hillary elected. Remember, do you remember when the Time magazine had Madame President Hillary Clinton on the front page?
Absolutely, I do.
Pre-released? The Newsweek stores already had it in inventory, ready to put up on, and everybody goes, oh, Trump won. I want to get a magazine now. We don't have those yet. Well, wait a minute. Why in the world would you have one you'd spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars to put into print that many magazines with Hillary Clinton's face blasted all over them when she didn't win? If you were going to do it so you could be first to market, you'd have both of them. So you'd put in X amount of orders of both of them, whichever one won. You'd have, you know, demos that first got sent out of either one that won, and then the rest of them you would just scrap. That I've seen them do that before. But why in the world would you have it just her and not him? They were planning. They already had this already lined up for their agenda over the next 4 years to have her in office and probably get her reelected in 2020. You gotta remember, she was all about open borders, she was all about illegal immigration, she was all about the welfare state, all. All that does is push those blue seats into place, which is exactly what they're trying to do in 2018, hence why they're doing full-blown censorship on anybody that questions a narrative, hence why Facebook is setting up a real-life physical war room to monitor the 2018 elections in real time, which we talked about in general last week in detail. And so these are just things everybody has to be aware of. This is not a game to them anymore. They do not want a 2016, basically 2.0 over again at all. That's why they're trying to get as many Dems as they can in office so they can continue to push this ideology, the social ideology, and then when 2020 comes, they want to make sure they've done anything and everything they can over the next 2 years to completely ruin the chance of Trump getting another run of getting reelected. And that's exactly what they're doing. And so it's some pretty crazy stuff. There's one incident, though, another secondary topic I wanted to bring up right now, because this is an interesting case that just happened, if you guys saw this last week, and the media is trying to spin it as a race case, which I have no idea if it is. I wasn't involved in it. I'm not there. I've been reading about it over the weekend because I was rather intrigued about it. About the female Dallas police officer who actually has been arrested on manslaughter charges in the off-duty shooting of a neighbor who's a black male whose apartment she says she mistook for her own. Officer Amber Geiger was booked in the Kaufman County Jail. Some of you guys may have heard about this. And the jail employee said that Geiger was now released on bond, basically today, $300,000 bond. And she fatally shot 26-year-old Bothan Jean on Thursday in his apartment. Lawyers for Jean's family have been calling for Geiger's arrest, saying that she remained free days after the shooting, so showed significant favorable treatment. So here's what happened. She was off duty. She had gotten off duty a few hours before. It's a four-story apartment complex that basically you drive in the parking garage and you park on the floor that you live on. So she allegedly parked on the wrong floor and went to her room, or went to her door that she thought was on the wrong floor. So if you guys have been in apartments, they're always the same on each floor. And essentially went up to the door, and this is where the story doesn't make any sense on how she gained entry into the apartment. They're saying that she walked in, but they're not saying that she forced entry, but they're also saying that the door wasn't unlocked. When she walked in, she saw Gene, the black male, in his apartment, and she drew her service weapon and shot him and killed him in his own apartment. And the weird part about this is that he had a real big red floor mat. They already had it in investigation photos in front of his door. She had no floor mat in front of her door. And so there's been a lot of questions about this because, A, when she called the cops immediately after she shot him, they got there, they tried to basically do CPR. There's actually a video of him on a gurney while they're trying to wheel him out with a medic on top of him trying to do CPR, and he was basically DOA, so they couldn't, he was dead. So the weird part about this, though, is that they didn't arrest her on the scene. They didn't arrest her. They basically took her statement, and she was free to go. And she was off duty. This is the issue with this, guys. This was a off duty shooting. This was not an on duty shooting. On duty shootings are very different. They always usually put you on immediate leave of absence. They do investigation. That's how they handle it. They find that you basically were in. Or just come later on. She was in an off-duty shooting. Now, I don't know what place you could possibly live in the United States that you could go to somebody else's apartment, essentially break into their apartment, shoot them in their apartment, and then basically say you were confused and you walked into the wrong apartment complex. And the cops just let you go. They say, okay, we'll just let you go right now. We'll decide what we're going to do later, further on in the investigation. Then they finally filed manslaughter charges on her. Not second degree, not first degree. Manslaughter charges. And so this is something that I kind of had an issue with, because I'm a huge supporter of law enforcement down here in Florida, and majority of law enforcement I know are really good guys. They work a lot. They really bust their butt and do what they're supposed to do. However, we have a few bad apples that can really have some issues. Now, you start doing some research into this girl. She apparently has been part of a elite crime-fighting team for the last 2 years on the force that I pulled up as well. She was in another on-duty officer-involved shooting where she shot another guy last fall, not even a year ago, when they basically were wrestling. I mean, he tried to get her taser, so she drew her service weapon and shot him twice. No charges were filed because it was obviously it was a legitimate shooting. There was another officer there that witnessed it. So now we have this girl that supposedly breaks into somebody else's apartment accidentally, not knowing that she's in the wrong apartment, and then shoots him, and then doesn't even get charged initially, is not even arrested when the police arrive on the scene. So it's just an interesting thing. So I just want to kind of bring it up and, you know, let you guys know what's going on with it, because I found that a bit troubling. Obviously, you can see that there could be an issue where if you did do that by accident. However, again, any normal civilian that pulled a stunt like that would immediately be charged, and they would not be manslaughter charges. They would probably be at least second-degree murder charges on that count. But I just want to kind of bring that up now, because I found that very, very strange that they gave her very preferential treatment for the last 4 days, and the fact that she's already been in a shooting less than a year ago makes me start to think there could have been something else in this whole scenario that they're not wanting to release at all.
You know, for her to be in an elite crime-fighting force and not realize there's a red mat in front of her door, how in the world does she get in through a locked door? I mean, the door had been unlocked and the mat hadn't walked out. She walked in and got startled by some guy sitting in there. I mean, but, you know, you kind of need to say, you know, if he has no weapon in his hand, you probably need to go, okay, I'm a cop. What are you doing in my apartment? You don't just plug him. I mean, you don't do that. It's very weird. But you remember, a few years ago, I parked at the Orlando parking garage, and they've got one on both sides of the airport. Like, they got a parking and a B parking, and they're identical. And I basically got confused when I dropped the car off. I thought I was in the A parking, and I ended up going to the B parking. This is 20 years ago. And I basically wandered around the parking garage for about 20 minutes on the right floor going, where the heck is my car? And finally I realized, oh gosh, there's another parking garage that's identical to the other side. So I wandered on the other side, and I found the car, and Sharon's down there waiting with the luggage. Like, what the heck's wrong with you? Why am I sitting here on the bags on the curb? You know, you should have been here. I said, you're right. I said, I got confused. So parking on the wrong floor of a parking garage and all the floors look alike, okay, I got all that. That's a possibility. But the red mat out in front, no, that's, and the locked door being locked, none of that makes any sense. I personally think, gosh, I hate to say this, because 90% of the police officers are great, but 10% of them are pretty corrupt. But I will say one thing about these guys. They stick together. They lie for each other a lot. And, I mean, I've had that personally happen to me. I told you guys that story before. And, I mean, they lied so much on my little thing that happened with me 8 years ago that they ended up having to have internal affairs investigations twice. You know, and I basically had, you know, ended up 3 out of 4 of the people involved in my little episode got fired. But that's because I pushed it. And see, that's the problem with all of this stuff, guys. These guys get away with this stuff and they don't push things. And you can't do that. By the way, this is from Yahoo News. Jewish group in Germany condemns strongly rooted extremism. Okay, now I'm going to stop here for just 1 second and read this. An attack on a kosher restaurant by masked neo-Nazis on the sidelines of an anti-migrant protest in an eastern German city shows there's a deep problem with right-wing extremism in the region and could be treated as a call to action, the head of Germany's Central Council of Jews said Sunday. Now, let's stop back for 1 second. Number one, these guys were masks. So they don't know if they were Muslims who absolutely hate Jews. They don't know if they were neo-Nazis because they're not saying that they apprehended any of these guys and basically questioned them. They were covered with Nazi tattoos all over them, and they were skinheads with shaven heads, which is a stereotypic Nazi. So an attack on a kosher restaurant by masked neo-Nazis, how do they know they're neo-Nazis? They're saying this, again, because they want to evoke what's going on with the Nazis again. They always like to dust the Nazis off, pull them out of their graves and dust them off so people can look at them. On the sidelines is an anti-migrant protest in eastern Germany. Okay, well, how do you know that these weren't migrants that were masquerading as neo-Nazis? I mean, this whole thing's ridiculous. But again, they want to pull all the stuff. Because the next night, around 6,000 far-right protesters, including neo-Nazis, members of the Anti-Migrant Alternative for Germany Party, clashed with counter-demonstrators. And this is so funny because they use this word Nazi over and over again in this article, but yet they give no proof as if these guys were Nazis. And so it blows my mind that this is actually going on in Germany, just like they have a movie release now. I'm not going to give you the name of the movie, but it's about the capture of Adolf Eichmann. Now, Adolf Eichmann was not a good guy. I got that. But here he is. They captured him, like, I think in 1960. Went over, I think it was in Argentina, the Mossad did, you know, drugged him, put him on an airplane, you know, dragged him back over to Germany and hung him. But again, they dusted off, and I asked the people, how are they, has anybody been going to the neo-Nazi Adolf Eichmann movie? And I say, they said, no, man, it's like nobody. And I looked it up, sure enough, I looked it up on, you know, Theater Mojo, and it had like $16 million in sales, like while it's been out for the last few weeks. So nobody's watching the movie because nobody cares about dusty old dead Nazis, okay? But why do they do that? Why? Why is that movie being pushed like this? And why is the quality of the budget and everything so well done? Because it's a good movie. I watched the previews of it as far as the actual sets and everything they used. Here's why they do it. It's not because they're ever trying to get the money back on the movie. They're never trying to get the money back on the movie because they know it won't sell enough in the theaters to do that. It's that it'll play forever on reruns on cable networks all over the United States and continually reinforce this dogma, this Nazi hatred thing. Now, I'm not saying the Nazis were good people. I'm sure there were some good Nazis. I'm not saying that all of them were bad. Some of them were Nazis only because it was a political party. But not all the Nazis were running concentration camps, Austin. And see, this is the thing, though. But they've created this Nazi thing now, this meme, so to speak, of this Nazi running around in a uniform with a swastika, you know, shooting people in trenches and ditches, which they show in this movie again, because they want to continually reinforce that into the psyche of the American people and the people of the world. Why? Why do they want to do this? Well, there's reasons for that. They don't ever want to have that level of anti-Semitism again raise its head. And they want to continue to expose what happened in Nazi Germany and what happened in Europe over and over and over and over again. Because, you know, Hitler killed a bunch of people. There's no doubt about that. But like I said before, Stalin killed 10 times more, probably 20 times more people than Hitler did. But nobody talks about that because Stalin was an ally. So we don't mention Stalin. We all pretend like that didn't happen. In the United States, we collectively as a people, though we voted against it, we didn't want it to happen, as far as with the Iraq War, we have been responsible for the wholesale slaughter of millions of Iraqis since 9/11. The United States has guys with us and our coalition partners for a country that was never involved in 9/11, never involved in 9/11. And we have gone into all of these countries, Libya, Egypt, Iraq, now Syria, and we have slaughtered millions of people, but no one talks about the genocide that we've created by our military and our military-industrial complex going into these countries that have had nothing to do with 9/11, and we just go over there so we can put central banks in for the Rothschild boys. Nobody wants to talk about that. So let me ask you guys a question. This is a very sincere question right now. When the Germans killed millions and Stalin killed tens of millions, and we've killed millions of people, what's the difference? These people are all still dead. They're all dead. And none of it was right. None of it was right. War and killing people for military gain and for financial gain for the military-industrial complex, none of it is ever right. So how can we sit back as American citizens and justify what we're doing in Syria, what we did in Iraq, you know, what we're planning on doing to Iran, what we did in Egypt, what we did in Libya? In all of these things, guys, we always pretend like it's okay because it's us doing them. Guys, none of it's okay. None of it's okay. And that's why Donald Trump said he wanted us out of the Middle East quagmire. Hasn't done that at all. He's worse than it was. Lock her up. Lock her up. Hillary's still running around. Now she's campaigning. Barack Obama's taking credit for what Trump did, saying about how bad Trump is. I mean, we got the gay canyon and the witch of Benghazi running around doing all of this stuff, and nothing's happened to all of them. So we have to ask ourselves a question. Why do we still have chemtrails? Why is the Rothschild Bank still trying to expand its borders in the other countries? I mean, I'll never forget years ago, Austin, right after 2001 invasion of Iraq, I remember I was watching Tom Brokaw in the NBC Evening News. In fact, I wrote it down in one of my journals, and he said, for the first time in the history of Iraq, they no longer have a government-controlled central bank because Wolfowitz had gone in, put the Rothschild banking cartel bank into there, and they were bragging how now they no longer were going to be able to manipulate their currency and do whatever they wanted to do with the Iraqi dinar. Now, I heard it one time on one show with Tom Brokaw, and I thought to myself, wow, they got to come out and they got to boast about and brag about what they're doing now, because that World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and all those guys out of Basel, Switzerland, the Bank of International Settlements, all these guys are under the same blanket. All of these guys want to have a one-world currency so they can bring us into a digital age, no longer have cash whatsoever, and track every single thing that you do, that you buy, and have the ability to cut off your money, cut off your credit, cut off everything, your social media score. We talked about this many times on the show.
Yep.
If you don't, if you're not a good little person, you're not a good little, if you're not a good little bootlicker, you got to lick a boot, got to lick a loot, got to lick another boot today. If you're not a good little bootlicker, they can shut you down and stop everything. That's what this is going to. They're going to this one-world communist dictatorship using Lucifer as the one-world religion, using the Antichrist as the head of the world. This is their goal, the benign Nephilim, the sons of the fallen. And you've got to take a look at it. It goes all the way back to Nimrod, all the way back to Genesis chapter 6, all the way back to the Bible when Jesus talks about it, and John talks about the synagogue of Satan. All of this stuff has been exposed. The problem is we just have to open our eyes and see what's going on. But guys, don't let them dust off the Nazis and shove a Nazi in your face. Okay, gosh, I don't want to deal with... I'm so tired of the Nazis and that nonsense. My mom had to deal with all that mess in Germany. You know, she never even wanted to talk about that stuff. She said it was so bad. You know, coming in the middle of the night, taking people out in the middle of the night who weren't Jews and disappearing them and their whole families. Come on, guys, that's not cool. None of us want to go back to that. None of us want to go back to that. But what we do need to do is to continue to expose the international banking cartels for who and what they are. And then I really could ask the question is, who funded Hitler? Why did American industry fund Hitler? Why was the Rothschild banking cartel so prevalent in Germany as far as funding Hitler? And why all of a sudden in 1938, when he threw out the Rothschild banking cartel and he said he realized what they were doing to him and putting in Germany in further debt, he decided to print his own currency. And that's when the entire world started talking badly about Hitler and going after Hitler, when he turned against his Rothschild handlers and basically decided to go debt-free with his currency production. Guys, if you don't believe me, look it up. Okay, that's enough of that nonsense. Austin, what do you want to talk about next? What's your next story? If you have any comments, go ahead.
No, well, it's just kind of some other stuff topic of that, though. Now, I saw another article earlier now how BBC is now banning climate deniers from all the airways. BBC has formally banned climate deniers. BBC has issued a directive forbidding them to get any airtime now. And it goes on to detail basically justifying how fake news and that people are coming about talking different things and how climate change has happened because of human beings and all this stuff, which some of that aspect I understand exactly what they're talking about as far as with climate change and everything else. However, they always want to use that now as an excuse to not only control us further, but also charge us more with carbon taxes and all this other garbage now. Basically, more taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes. So essentially it gets to a point where you walk outside and take a breath of fresh air. Somebody comes up beside you and says, that will be 25 cents an air, sir. I need that paid now immediately. And that's exactly where they're trying to go. Obviously, I'm joking about it to that extent, but that is where they're trying to take this. That's why they've been pushing the whole climate denier thing for the last couple of years and trying to block that as fake news as well. We're just in a full-blown information war right now. There's no shape or way around it. There's no question of what's going on now. I even saw earlier as well that Apple has again completely banned all InfoWars apps because they said it contains objectionable content. As more and more content that is from basically alternative news media is being censored and brought down and blocked and banned every single week now, it's not stopping. It's getting better. And now they're taking it a whole nother level with banning anybody that talks about climate deniers. The next thing they're going to start talking about, which they've already done, because you guys remember this, they talked about this a month ago, that they said that Russia is interfering with vaccination propaganda, that Russia is putting out ads talking about vaccines and how vaccines can cause autism, which they can, and vaccines cause health issues, which they can. And they're saying now that Russia's involved in vaccine propaganda. So the next step, mark my words, this will be the next step. The next thing they're going to start rolling out now is they're going to start saying anything going against the normal scientific vaccine model is going going to be listed as fake vaccine news, and we're going to block it and ban it. You will not be able to talk about vaccines. You'll not be able to discuss the Vaccine Protection Act of 1986. You're not going to be able to discuss autism and it being linked to vaccines. None of that now, because anything you bring up about vaccines is fake news because you're a vaccine denier, and we cannot allow vaccine denier fake news to be on our site. That is exactly what's going to be going on next. They're literally doing this step by step by step by step, Dad, but you can pretty much be guaranteed any time they start pulling the Russian propaganda bot card, which they did with vaccines last month, that is the next step of them saying we're going to ban any and all talk of vaccines. So that's coming very soon, so just be aware of that.
Years ago, when I used to be on all these secular talk shows, I'm talking big shows, you know, Scott Hannon out of New York, Rick Dees out of L.A., you know, John and Jay out of Arizona and Tucson. I mean, big shows, Stephen D.C. I mean, big shows, secular shows. I mean, I'm not talking Christian stuff that, you know, has 1 or 2% of the market share. I'm talking about stations that were picking up 20 and 30% of the market share. I talked to tens of millions of people. A lot of you listening right now, that's how you originally found out about Ted Brewer and Health Masters, is because you heard me on a show back in the 90s. I mean, sometimes I do 40 shows a week. Now, they may have been short shows. They may have been 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Some of them were an hour. But I learned, you know, basically how to take a really topic, like top 10 foods never to eat, and to condense it into a very short presentation that would really get people's attention. And that's what I talked about when I was on the seminar circuit for 6 years. I did 100 seminars, spoke to over a million people at live seminars. And I started seeing, Austin, in the 90s, and I've mentioned this before, but I've never gone into this kind of detail with it, is what happened is, as the media continued to increase its basically selling of advertising to drug companies, and drug companies were coming in and buying almost all of the media air spots, they started banning Ted Brewer because they didn't want Ted Brewer or other alternative health people on the air giving you natural alternatives to the use of drugs, antibiotics, ADD drugs, Ritalin, all these different drugs that I was talking about, mentioning by name, excuse me, and how bad they were. They didn't want me on the air talking about that anymore. So initially they started banning me on individual shows. Then pretty soon, Austin, that was it. It was like I was doing up to 30 to 40 shows a week during peak seasons, like during Hollywood season, 8 to 12 to 15 shows any other time of the year. All of a sudden, it was like I was doing like 1 or 2 shows a month. Then I was doing 1 or 2 shows a year. Now, like, I don't even promote it anymore because it's not worth the marketing effort. I don't even try to get on secular talk shows anymore, Austin, because it's not worth it anymore. But see, this is exactly what they did to me, and a lot of other people used to give alternative health answers, because when Bill Clinton allowed one person, one group of people, like Clear Channel, to come in and buy up every station in the city, he gave them the ability at that point to censor the news, because they could censor you, because they could say, I'm not going to allow you to be on because you're directly competing with what we're doing. I had one guy tell me, John Jay told me one time, where they had some guy that was selling some diet cookie, and it was junk, complete junk. And then they had some other guy selling some other, you know, vitamins or supplements that burn body fat that were eventually taken off the market because of heart attacks. And he told me, because I've been told basically by the advertisers that I can't have anybody on, and my producers have told me that, the general managers told me that we can't do that if we're competing directly with something that we're selling or marketing on the show for these other advertisers that are not going to buy ad time for us. See, this is the problem that we've run into, guys. This is the censorship that's taken over Alex Jones. Alex Jones allowed himself, now listen to me, this is very important. Alex Jones allowed himself to get sucked into the world system of Apple apps, YouTube channels, and all the other things, which has given him this huge exposure. But guess what? As soon as they decide that they don't want to have Alex on the air anymore, pop, snap, gone. Now, all of a sudden, all of these venues that he was using for massive exposure have been shut down, not only to Alex Austin, but because of what they've done to Alex, because now they're doing it to all the other alternative practitioners who are talking about alternative news. Now they're labeling it all as fake news. I've already seen this happen once back in the 90s. That's why I told you guys a few weeks ago, I don't care if Apple takes me off the list. I don't care if I'm not going to be able to play my shows on Apple iTunes anymore. As long as I've got the ability to contact you guys via email and the abilities to have, you know, Globalstar hold on to my archives, and you guys can listen to the shows at your freedom or as you wish to. It doesn't make any difference what Apple does or what YouTube does. I told you, YouTube pulled me off back in this February. They yanked my shows out. I think I had 100-something shows. They took all but like 2 down. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I just closed the whole thing down. Since you can do that to me, I'm not going to play your little silly games. This is the problem that we have. That's why it's so important, guys, that you stay in touch, that you get on the Health Masters newsletter. Because there may be a point in time when we have to send you out, you know, this type of show on a doggone podcast, you know, in a link to back to our website when we can't even do it on any other alternative networks like this. So just please stay in touch with us to make sure we can continue to get you the information. Because, guys, this is a full-blown assault on alternative news. Good story, but it's sad, Austin. What do you think?
It is. There's no question about it. I mean, that, and we've been trying to get stuff set up like that so we can figure out ways of backup around it. So that's exactly what we're trying to do. Also, to another news, in China, this is crazy now. Officials have begun destroying crosses and burning Bibles in China. Now, China's government is ratcheting up a crackdown on any Christian congregations in Beijing and several provinces as well, destroying crosses, burning Bibles, shutting churches, and ordering followers to sign papers to renounce their faith, according to pastors in a group that monitors religion in China. The campaign corresponds with a drive to cynicize religion by demanding loyalty to the official atheist Communist Party of China, eliminating any challenge to its power over people's lives. Bob Few of the U.S.-based group China Aid said over the weekend that the closure of churches in central Henan province and prominent house churches in Beijing in recent weeks represents a significant escalation on the crackdown. They said the international community should be alarmed and outraged for the blatant violation of freedom of religion and belief. The sad part about this has been going on for years, and it's getting worse and worse and worse now. You got to remember, you can pretty much promote and talk about any religion you want in the entire world, especially Islam, Judaism, any of them, Buddhism, doesn't matter. You can pretty much talk about them all you want. But they know that Christianity is way too powerful because it actually is tied to Jesus Christ. And a lot of these guys, whether they want to admit it or not, they do not want this religion being talked about. And this is why we had such a push, not just in China, but all over the world, including the United States, to completely and totally discredit Christianity. That's why you see on sitcoms and TV shows and stuff, they make all the jokes they want about Christianity and Jesus. I mean, full-blown blasphemy jokes. And it's funny. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody laughs about it. Gets real kick about it. Even when it's offending majority of the population in the United States that's Christian. But you say one comment about Islam or say one comment about Muhammad, and all of a sudden the whole media shuts down and says, oh, he's Islamophobic. You can't say that about him. You can't say this about Islam. That's blasphemous to Islam. This is what they're doing now. And China is doing a full-blown crackdown on Christianity, sad as it is, reaching to the point now where they're actually burning Bibles, Dad. This is why I always tell people, you know, China's this and China's that, and they're doing this. China's not what you think they are. They got a doggone social credit score over there. They will shut your life down if you do not follow orders. You will do exactly what they tell you to do it, how they tell you to do it, when they tell you to do it, or else they either arrest you, kill you, or just make you disappear somewhere. And this is exactly what they're trying to do, is completely scrub Christianity from China, Dad. It's crazy as that is, that's exactly what they're doing right now.
Well, they don't want Christianity because they understand what the blood of Christ is. I'm just telling you guys, I'm not going to do the show on the blood of Christ today. But when you're a Christian and you're connected to God, to the Holy Spirit, to His dimension, and He shares with you a tiny amount of His omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, and you have insight and you have discernment and you have, you know, all of this authority and power as a believer, they don't want that because no other religion has that, you know, and they understand what it is. They understand what the blood of the Lamb is. That's why the Bible says if the God of this age had known what He was doing when He crucified Christ, He never would have crucified the Son of Glory. He wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have done it. He's like, whoa, boy, that's a mistake. That's how he wants a do-over on that. That's probably what they're trying to do with CERN, to be honest with you guys. But that's what the whole thing's about, is that they don't want to have us in power or in authority. That's why the Masonic lodges at the higher levels, when they worship Lucifer, they don't want you to know that. They suck Christians, especially Baptists. I hate to say that because I go to a Baptist church. They like to suck Baptists into their ranks and get them to become really, really good Masonic leaders in the Baptist churches. I mean, you got tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, probably millions of Baptists right now in the United States, other denominations also that are part of Masonic lodges who go to church every Sunday morning. It's ridiculous because they want to do everything they can to dilute it. And when these people first started in the Masonic lodges, they don't tell them who they're worshiping. They don't go into detail on any of that stuff. They basically let you think that, you're praying to God. Well, they don't tell you that God's not Yahweh. It's Lucifer, their God that you're praying to, and that the light bearer is Lucifer. They don't tell you all these things, and they lie to you when you first get in there. You start asking questions. I remember I told you guys that story when I went to that Demo Lake meeting that one time when I was in seventh grade. And I came back and asked Mr. Grulick, I said, Mr. Grulick, what in the world are they doing? What Lord are they talking about? Who are they praying to in this meeting and all this other kind of, I asked him. Of course, I was never invited back because I already had too much discernment. In seventh grade, what was I, 12? Okay, so guys, think through this for a second. Why don't you, if you're a Mason right now and you don't believe this, go do your own research. The 700 Club a few years ago did a big expose on Masonic Lodges. You can read the entire transcript. And they actually got slammed. And a lot of people said they'll never watch the show again because they exposed it on national TV and what they believe in. So, anyhow, I'm not going to get into more detail on that. By the way, Michael Moore has now, he was having a meeting. Michael Moore is now meeting with David Hogg and doing seminars together with them. There's like a group made in HG Double Sticks. And it says, Michael Moore takes mic away from David Hogg, who's now urging foreign meddling in American elections. God. You know, Austin, you put some kid behind a microphone, some 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, whatever he is now, and you give him an open mic, and he starts running his unbelievably stupid mouth. Again, David Hogg is being groomed to take a political office. I'm telling you, that's what he's being groomed for. That there's no way that kid should even be in the media at all, but yet he's been held up now like a poster child for the Democratic Socialist Communist Party of America. And yes, I said that correctly. By the way, the hero Benghazi, the survivor, one of the top guys, is suspended from Twitter after he mocks liberals in a thread. Chris Paranto, a secret CIA security contractor during the 2012 Benghazi attacks who stayed alive, basically mocked liberals in a Twitter thread regarding the killing of Osama bin Laden. Like, I'm sure he doesn't believe it. The tweet was in response to a thread posted by Robert O'Neill, a former Navy SEAL who was credited with killing the al-Qaeda leader. Paranto also told Fox, by the way, Osama bin Laden died in 2001 from kidney failure. He was never killed by Clinton in the Gay Canyon. Paranto also told Fox News on Sunday he wanted to grab and choke Obama. Probably shouldn't have said that. The remarks came after Obama suggested in his Friday speech that the Benghazi investigation was politically motivated. I mean, are you kidding me? Gosh, wow. Unbelievable. Now listen to this. This is so you guys are going to kick out of this. Ties what we're tying together with. The former Army Ranger responded to a tweet posted by Robert O'Neill, the former Navy SEAL, who was part of the SEAL Team 6 that stormed supposedly into Baladin's compound. O'Neill's tweet was in response to a quote from Barack Obama's Friday speech at Champaign, Illinois. The former president said, listen to this, while speaking about Trump, how hard can it be saying that Nazis are bad? ? They got to bring the Nazis in. O'Neill wrote in a tweet Friday morning, Nazis are bad. Now try saying radical Islam. Whoa. And this Benghazi leader is sitting there with his picture with a big cross on a chain around his neck. Guys, think through what he's saying. He was in Benghazi. He saw what was going on. And by the way, he was not supposed to be here right now. The entire CIA team embedded in Benghazi, watched the movie, was supposed to die. Their coordinates were given for mortar attacks, guys. Their coordinates were given. They were all supposed to die. Hillary and those guys refused, and Obama, the gay guy, they all refused to send military aid because they had too many secrets, too much stuff, and they didn't want any of those guys to walk out alive. Austin, what are you thinking? Tell them if I'm right or wrong.
Oh, you're 100% right. We've talked about it with David and multiple people that I know that have basically been involved in that or had contacts with stuff over there. That whole situation was supposed to be burned to the ground. That was supposed to be a full-blown kill-and-mortar CIA compound that just happened to get attacked from some stupid video that got released. That was the front story, and that's the way it was supposed to go down. The problem is Clinton and all the goons that were planning on making that whole situation disappear did not realize what strong of a fire team they had on their hands with the contractors that they had. And those boys, Tonto and all, which is his nickname, those guys just weren't going to die. I mean, that's what they all said. If you read some of the books and stuff on it, they flat out said, this is it. We're going to take it until we don't have any more ammo or none of us are breathing anymore. That's going to be the end of it. And other than that, we're not quitting. And they didn't. And those guys were hardened, man. And the problem is, you got to remember, they were working at a CIA black site which means these contractors, regardless if they were supposed to be or not, were privy to a whole lot of information that nobody was supposed to know about. They were not supposed to even be in that country. They were not even supposed to have a military presence in that country, yet they had retired military contractors on soil in there at the Black Ops site, and that's why they wouldn't even let them do an F-16 flyover. I mean, the one girl in the movie, she calls, dude, I need an F-18 or F-16 flyover. There's a base 20 minutes from here. She goes, we don't even need ordnance. We just need you to do a low flyover and wake them up and basically remind them who they're attacking right now. They didn't get anything. They couldn't even get a flyover. They couldn't even get a hot extraction until the next afternoon. That is exactly why, because they did not want anybody in that compound reaching back to the United States and saying what they saw. That's why if you look at it and you do the research on it, a huge, significant portion of the individuals that worked with the CIA right after they got home, they retired or they basically quit or whatever term they wanted to use, but they basically wanted to have nothing left to do with the CIA anymore. And again, him making that comment, whatever, dude. The problem is, this is exactly what they want. They don't want people talking about anything that they don't deem to be acceptable by the mainstream media. And this is where we've started to reach. And we're literally trying to follow the lines of communist China right now. We're right behind them trying to follow it. This is exactly what the goal is, because the globalists have seen how effective the censorship has been in China with the tools that they have now. And that is why they're doing it on these platforms in the United States so aggressively. And it is not by coincidence they started doing it just months before the 2018 election, Deb.
That is exactly right. Now, I got to do a health article real quick, because sometimes we get away from the whole show and never get a health article. The 6 foods have been linked to leaky gut. Leaky gut is when you have macromolecular absorption through the intestinal tract. What does that mean? That means your gut basically gets a hole in it, like you stick a needle through it, and junk gets into your bloodstream and starts becoming toxic, and your body starts having these massive immune responses to that. There are 6 foods now that have been linked to that, and they are, and don't use them, red kidney beans. The only way, if you're ever going to use a red kidney bean, don't ever eat them raw or soaked. They have to be pressure cooked. I mean, really, really cooked. I suggest you just stay away from them. Number 2, soybeans. Yeah, we already talked about that, don't we? And plus, soybeans help you get rid of your toxic masculinity. You know, you couldn't hear me when you were talking that story about Benghazi. Those guys who wouldn't die, I guess they were all suffering from toxic masculinity, Austin. They said they're not going to go down without a fight. But soybeans are, if you want to get rid of your toxic masculinity, you turn into a soy boy, a girly boy. If you want to go buy a C-cup bra, go buy yourself some soybeans and start munching on them. Just don't eat soybeans. They're bad for you, guys. Number 3 is wheat. Stay away from bread. There are other types of bread you can buy that's not made with wheat. They're okay, but in most cases, when you eat wheat and bread and stuff like that, it's going to really make you gain weight, especially pizza. You guys, don't eat pizza if you're trying to lose weight. Peanuts. Peanuts are really, you need to avoid peanuts. I know every once in a while when I eat peanut sauce and I start getting a little bit itchy, so I've learned just to stay away from them. Tomatoes are not only bad as far as leaky gut, but they're also bad as far as responses in the joints, as far as rheumatoid arthritis. Just stay away from tomatoes. Use mustard instead. It's a lot healthier for you. And always, and make sure a good food to eat every day is sauerkraut. I'm telling you all those bad foods. But stay away from tomatoes. And especially if you have rheumatoid arthritis, don't eat tomatoes, eggplant, bell peppers, or white potatoes. And number 6 would happen to be white potatoes. Potatoes, you need to really avoid those. If you're going to eat any kind of potatoes, use yams. Yams are all right in moderation, but stay away from white potatoes and these other ones. You just don't use them. I pretty much have avoided all of these foods all the time. And it's because of allergies and because of leaky gut. Because think about it for a second, guys. I'm deathly allergic to tomatoes. Why? Well, because they can actually put holes through the intestinal tract. And all of a sudden you start getting this blood, this toxin getting into your system. You start itching real bad. That's what happens to me. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you, too. You guys are awesome. You guys rock. Thank you for supporting us. Thanks for praying for us. I got to pray for you guys again. I had the privilege and the pleasure of praying for you again this morning. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for allowing us to do what we do and not run an infomercial on the show. Guys, I'm telling you something. I can't stand it when I listen to a show, you know, I'm not picking on GCN. I'm going to pick on GCN. You know, when I used to do the show with the Power Hour, and, you know, and I would be, it would literally be 25 minutes with commercials, and there's shows on GCN, they'll have 35 45 minutes of airtime, and they'll take half of that 17 minutes and promote product or push commercial stuff. I'm not going to do that. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I mean that so sincerely. You can't imagine that you've allowed us to come in and buy the entire clock on this show and not run commercial spots, because you guys get your multiple vitamins from us. You listen to the show every day and you get your other products. Thank you. I just want you to know I appreciate you, what you're doing, and I love you guys. Austin, I'll do the write-up. Talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely, yes, guys. We do appreciate it, because I told the same thing to Dad when we started the show. You know, especially if you ever watch TV or something. I mean, I hate commercials. I understand the aspect of them and why they're needed in some cases, but they've gotten so out of hand in almost every aspect of media now. We have to constantly have advertisements and commercials all the time now, and it's just unnecessary. And I told him, I said, if we can't basically afford this show and be able to fund this show from Health Masters off our supplement sales, then there's absolutely no legitimate reason for us to get on there and have to run ads for half of an entire show. It's just not, I just don't want to do it. It's not something that I want to promote. So we really do appreciate the support. Like Dad said, even if it's just buying a bottle of multiple from us, we really thank you for that support and that help and taking care of Health Masters and allowing us to continue to keep this show on the radio for you guys Monday through Friday. If you guys need anything, of course, healthmasters.com, a lot of different sales. The Body Balance Himla is still on the summer sale right now for 40% off. Inventory is definitely starting to run through on that product, so it won't be on sale much longer. And it's just one of those, that's how a lot of stuff is when we have it on sales. I had somebody ask me that a while back ago. We had a sale that ended abruptly. It's, you know, that's why I always put an asterisk when we put on it. It's based on actual inventory, because it may be running for an entire week, but if we sell out of the inventory in 3 days, I'm not going to keep running a sale on product that I don't have, because that causes us to not be able to fulfill orders as fast as possible. And we've really, really tried to work with the Postal Service and with UPS over the last couple of years to get our shipping as aggressive and as fast as physically possible, because it's just everybody wants it right now, right now, right now. Nobody wants to wait, and I get that. That's the time that we live in right now. So that's why we try to get stuff packed, prepped, and out the door as quickly as possible for our customers, and we thank you for that so much. Also, too, be sure to vote for the product of the week. The Turmeric Force, which is actually on sale right now. First time it's ever been on sale. Really popular product, non-GMO turmeric, incredibly good for inflammation and throughout the entire body. It's a very popular product that I run daily. I've always used it, and used it significantly after I had the pericarditis a couple years ago, because it really just keeps inflammation at bay, and it's also really good for detoxing the liver on a regular basis, and it actually helps out with blood sugar, which is great as well. So be sure to check that out, and also vote for whatever product you want to win on Wednesday. There's a couple big ones on here. Attention Factor is actually winning right now. This is the L-theacrine and magnesium formula that we have. I'm a very big fan of this product. It's a very good natural stimulant that doesn't tap your adrenals quite like caffeine does. Gives you more of a clarity and mental buzz over caffeine, and actually really helps you good as far as with focus, memory retention. You can read a little bit faster on it. It's not something that I recommend taking every single day, but only when you need it as a tool. And when you use it like that, it's very effective for whatever you need it. And, of course, a couple other products on there as well, like the Cortisol Buster, Magnesium Body Balm. So be sure to check that out at healthmasters.com. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for everything you do and you continue to do. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.